And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Charles Eisenstein, author of Sacred Economics. And my dangerous idea is that people don't actually base their beliefs on evidence and logic. Yet we act as if people do that in our efforts to persuade them, in our efforts to change their beliefs. Look at a liberal website and a conservative website. You'll find in the comments sections especially that both sides are saying pretty much the same thing. I mean, superficially, they're saying something quite opposite. But underneath that, they're in agreement that the reason that the other side doesn't agree is that they are intellectually or morally deficient. They are ignorant of the evidence. They are appalling people. They are stupid. They are close-minded or something like that. Both sides agree on this. But what if that's wrong? If that's wrong, then our attempts to change minds by using that kind of evidence-based logical argumentation may not work. So to give you an example from my own life, when I was in Taiwan as a young man, I went to see a Qigong master with a couple friends. And one of my friends asked, "Do you do acupuncture?" And he said, "Yes, but I don't use needles." And he kind of used his fingers as if he were holding a needle. And I felt something really distinctive and obvious happening to me. He did some other stuff, too, that was also very puzzling. And then he said, "Now I will open your channels." And he tapped us in a few places, walked out of the room, and almost instantly I was pouring sweat and feeling like someone had plugged me into an electrical circuit. And afterwards, walking out of there, I mean, this was evidence that contradicted my belief system. But did I change my mind and all of a sudden become a true believer in Qigong or energy fields or whatever? No. I said, "Well, you know, maybe he ran out of the room and turned up the heat real suddenly, and that's why I was sweating, or maybe I was just nervous." My belief system had a strong immune system. And along with that belief system was kind of this psychological identification with being right, being rational. And it was a little bit tragic, too. I think a lot of cynicism comes from the childhood betrayal of our perception of a magical living universe. So any kind of scientific anomaly or mystical teaching or even an experience that reawakens that perception is frightening, because what if it's betrayed again? You know, better ask for absolute proof. And how much proof is enough? No amount is enough, because we don't base our beliefs on evidence. There's always another story. It could be a fake, could be a hoax, could be made up. And how much money is this guy making from it?
That's Charles Eisenstein's dangerous idea. He's the author of Sacred Economics. For more dangerous ideas, check our website at ttbook.org.